This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan's back at the studio. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dylan is saving our butts with the mics today because these off-air conversations, the argument that was about to happen between the two of you.
We're about to,
almost made it on air.
The end of the show.
Dylan's laughing as he's telling me we're going live. So what is
up
for debate right now? What is up for debate?
It could have been a very simple conversation. And as you know, there's no conversation with Beau. He's like talking to Abe.
Oh, hell no.
No conversation can be that simple.
Now you do want to fight, don't you?
I said, who is the best player in Titans history? Well, you got to include the Oilers. I was like, no, I don't have to.
But their history includes the Oilers.
I don't care. I said in Titans history, not in franchise history. I said in Titans history. And you still went back to Warren Moon. And I was like, I'm not including
that. All
right,
then Steve McNair.
And then I said, don't forget, Randy Moss played for the Titans.
He caught six passes for 80 yards there.
That doesn't matter.
He's not the best player. He might be the best. He's not the best Titan ever. And that's what I hear when you say that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of joking about that part. It's like saying Gronkowski is one of the greatest offensive players in Tampa Bay Buccaneers history. It's like, okay, that's a little bit aggressive. You don't have to go that far with it. No, but I mean, like, the Titans, what has it been? They were in the Super Bowl.
99.
Yeah. And,
they moved there in, like, 97.
Yeah, I've been over 96. There almost 30 years in Tennessee. So I don't know. I don't have to include the Oilers in that conversation.
Did you know you were about to fire him up when you asked your simple question?
No.
That's – no, no.
I don't ever do that on purpose. I don't want those problems.
Yeah, here's the problem.
Okay.
Here's the problem with the conversation went. Here's when he knew he was trying to start trouble. Is he asked a question. I said, well, I think you'd have to include the Oilers, wouldn't you? You would kind of have to. And he goes, I don't have to do anything. And as soon as he did that with his little attitude, I knew that, oh, you just want to fight. That's all you want. Just I'll give you what you want. You want to fight? Let's fight. Let's do it.
Man, they've had some good running backs, haven't they? Good Lord.
Derrick Henry has to be in that conversation.
Eddie George. How about Chris Johnson?
Well, Eddie, hold on.
Very sleepy pick.
Eddie George is a crossover now, wasn't he? Didn't he play for both the Oilers and?
That's a good question.
Or did he just play when they had the old Houston? When they were the Tennessee Oilers.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I only think of him as being a Titan, but you could be right.
Let's
about
see
that.
When the Oilers move.
The timeline would match up. According to the socials, Bruce Matthews is the best.
Yeah, that's an Oiler mainly.
Yeah,
because he played for like 40 years.
Jake's dad.
Yeah, I'm aware who he is. I'm just saying.
I'm
how
just
long
telling
he
the people listening, not talking to you in particular, just filling the folks in. That's all.
You should see these two on their computers, googling to get the latest.
This is what facts. This is what dudes do, though. Like, isn't it? Like, if I was sitting here with Grant, I'd be doing the same thing.
They moved in '96 was their last year in Houston, and Eddie George won the '95 Heisman Trophy, I believe, right? So
you got Gordon googling.
So he would have played 1 year in Houston.
How about Albert Haynesworth? Man, Keith Bullock. Okay, got to move on.
I do need to remind you, we have Top 5 Tuesday coming up, so we do have to move on from this debate. But if you have one more factoid you want to throw out there, Mike, go for it.
No, he was just brought up Javon Kearse, and I was like, well, that's a good call.
That's the freak,
that guy,
man.
That guy, I saw him at SEC Championship Fan Fest a couple years ago. It looks like he could still go.
Right.
Like 100% looks like he could still go. Terrifying.
I feel like this debate will continue off air. But thank you, Dylan, for cutting their mics off before we went live back on air. So we do have Top 5 Tuesday coming up momentarily. Bo is in charge. It's going to be the top five adult cartoons. Before we get to that, ESPN and Fox, they did reach an agreement to allow fans to purchase ESPN's upcoming direct-to-consumer service and Fox One together in a bundled subscription package, and that's going to start October 2nd for $39.99 per month. Are you guys good with this?
Well, here's my thought. Because I'm curious, and I haven't read this part yet. I don't know if it's out there. Are they using the same platform? And what I mean is, like, the same technology.
Mm-hmm.
Because I use Fox's streaming, Fox Sports streaming thing a lot, and it's clunky sometimes. It can be janky. And now ESPN's is not perfect these days either, but I think it's better. I love this because ESPN's was $29.99 off the rip. And so that's expensive to me for a direct-to-consumer thing. But now if you can tell me I can get both for $40, I'm still not overly happy with the pricing.
Yeah,
but I think as a consumer, if I was doing – now, I still have a cable provider because I want to get Fox Sports, ESPN, and FanDuel and such all just already lumped in there. But I think this is probably a good thing because, I think it's going to cheapen the price and you might get the better technology out of it.
I got to tell you, I have seen this same song and dance so many times with these streaming platforms. It's a $10 discount. Like Fox One is $20, ESPN's $30.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay $40 to get them together. And here's what's going to happen. 12 months from now, they're going to announce a price hike. And it's going to go up to $44.99.
Yeah.
And then, 12 months after that, it's going to be another price hike. And that's just what they do. I subscribed to YouTube TV when it was $35 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was $50. And then it was $65. And then it was $80. And it's like, dude, I can't go up any further. And finally, they got to my point where I canceled it and moved on. And I had to. And it's the same song and dance, man.
Just glad I don't live life like you, all negative.
Yeah.
Right. Bo, are you ready to take over for Top 5 Tuesday?
Yeah, it'll be a positive Top 5 Tuesday. I'm like Mr. Negativity over here.
Right.
Let's go, Dylan. That's right, little Baron Burton's W sauce. I put some on that London broil that I made on Sunday. That's, I just basically cooked it like a big piece of steak, and I let it sit in the W sauce from Baron Burton's for probably like 3 hours, man. It was perfect. There's a little bit of a steak rub I have from Meat Church. Man, it was awesome. All right. Don't forget my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager. I wanted to do a top five list that maybe people would argue with me about. And so I thought about French fries. I thought about high school, the best high school football program in the history of the state of Georgia. But we kind of know that's Valdosta, and Buford's on the way to claiming the number two spot completely if they're not already got it. Their new stadium opens Thursday, by the way.
Dang.
How did we get here?
You ever look around and you go, what's my life?
What?
Like, how did we get here? I thought we were doing adult.
I'm letting you know how I came
to
this thing.
Right,
I even thought
up.
About doing right. my favorite Netflix shows of all time.
There you go.
Which led me to this. Top five animated shows, adult animation shows of all time. Now, there are going to be shows that you think might not be adult, but they are after reviewing them. And so I want to go ahead and get the honorable mentions out of the way. I have three. At eight, which would be the third, would be Squidbillies, which is my show, obviously, about me. Not really, but it's the Redneck Octopi. I was named after it. There's a show called Big Mouth. Have you heard of this show?
Yes.
It's on Netflix.
That is dirty.
It is so dirty. Nick Kroll does it, but I'm telling you, it is hilarious. One of the fun. If you watched it, clearly.
Oh, I've watched it.
It's
yeah.
great.
It's
over.
Good.
It just finished. I don't know if you finished it.
Mm-mm.
The last season came out. It's phenomenal. And then there's a show called Archer on FX. Have y'all ever seen Archer? It's kind of like
a
spy.
I've seen
the
that.
The show is phenomenal. Again, adult. But now let's get to the meat and potatoes of the list. Dylan.
Number five.
This show came out in the mid-90s, I believe. It was Mike Judge's kind of breakthrough, a little Beavis and Butthead.
Come out with your pants down. I am Gordon Hollyhaw. I need TV for my bunghole. I want all your crappuccino.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not sure any of that's rated for radio.
Oh,
really?
My goodness.
TP? Am I Gordon Hoyle?
So much trouble watching this show.
It was the bung part.
So let me tell you something. We didn't have cable when I was in the mid-90s, and so I would go stay at my grandparents, and we would go stay there for like a week or two during the summer. And they had cable. So I would get on MTV, and I would watch Beavis and Butthead. And when my grandmother finally told my mom, she's like, yeah, he watches this show. It's really hard. It's okay. Beavis and something. My mom's like, what? No. I definitely got in trouble for watching Beavis and Butthead behind my parents back at my grandparents.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed every bit of it, and it actually bred another show. Another show on my list came from Beavis and Butthead. Dylan, next one.
Number four.
Believe this is happening to me.
This show is absolutely. Go ahead, Dylan.
Believe this is happening to me. I can never go back to school again.
Oh, yes, Meg. Yes, yes, yes. Everything was going swimmingly for you until this. Yes, yes. This is the thing that will ruin your reputation. Not your years of grotesque appearance or awkward social graces or that Felix Ungerish way you clear your sinuses. No, no, no. It's this. Do you hear yourself talk? I might kill you tonight.
Oh, man. Dude, I can't believe this is number four.
Yeah, number four, Family Guy. Absolutely phenomenal. Seth MacFarlane.
Absolutely be my number one.
This show has also bred other shows. Obviously, The Cleveland Show.
Right.
But the show is absolutely hilarious. I think it's still going today.
So good, dude. Such a good show.
I haven't gotten to watch it in a while, but just absolutely phenomenal. Dylan, you can do the next one and play it just like you did that one.
Number three.
The Simpsons. They have predicted, I think, pretty much every major historical event in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show's been on forever, early 90s. Again, watched it as a kid. And it was always one of those things where I could tell my parents didn't want me to watch it necessarily, but they were enough okay with it because it was clean enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just edgy enough and just clean enough to get away with it. I had to include The Simpsons. There's no way it couldn't be on here. You know? So it obviously made the list. Dylan, number two.
Number two.
Now you listen to me, mister. I work for a living. And I mean real work, not writing down gobbledygook. I provide the people of this community with propane and propane accessories.
One of the most American animated characters of all time, Hank Hill, King of the Hill. It is obviously back again. They have grown up. King of the Hill was phenomenal. I mean, it was – it's so funny because you – I think so many people probably our age, Allie, watch that and like, that could be like a version of my dad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For how – you know, and Hank Hill, like, there's an episode where Peggy Hill, his wife, gets mad at him because he won't lie for her.
Yeah.
And he's like – this just feels wrong. It's so good. Absolutely phenomenal. And then my all-time favorite.
That can only be number one.
Adult animated show. The show that has never been afraid. They will make fun of anyone, anywhere, anytime at number one.
Number one.
Yes, officer?
Conductor, 40 miles an hour back there. Do you know what the speed limit is, y'all?
Well, according to that sign right there, it's 40 miles an hour.
Step out of the car, please, sir.
Wait a second. Aren't you Stan's little friend?
Sir, step out of the car, please.
Yeah, you're the one who always plugs up the toilet at our house.
I am a cop, and you will respect my authority!
If you don't know what that is, that's Eric Cartman from South Park. South Park is my number one animated show of all time. It has been going since the late 90s. I remember the first time my buddy comes over and he's like, hey, your parents sleep? I'm like, yeah. So we came over and when my parents went to sleep,
yeah,
put this tape in and we watched it. And it was South Park. It was like 97, I think.
Yeah.
And it was the Cartman anal probe episode,
the very first
episode.
One.
And I was like, what is this? And it just was so different from anything. Unbelievably good. South Park. They've done movies, everything. It just was the fact that they were never afraid to make fun of anything. They would always handle at one point these social topics. So I haven't watched it. I don't think a new season out. I've not touched it yet. I just haven't had time. Excited to watch it. I don't know I haven't seen any previews on it. But yeah.
I'm curious, and I do want to hear people on the wake-up call in and talk about your list. I'm also curious how many people were not allowed to watch these shows as children.
Yeah.
Like, depending on how old you were. I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Well, and that's why I put it, I love the fact that you mentioned that. That's why I said I think some of us are going to hear a few of these and say, that's not adult animated shows, but they really are.
They really are. Yeah, right. Absolutely. I was not allowed to watch Simpsons or South Park when I was young, depending on, you know, but South Park came along, obviously, a little bit later, and I started – becoming of age.
Yeah.
That. So I'm curious if there's something in the wake-up call where somebody will call in and say, I just wasn't allowed to do this when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think my mom was about to ban South Park until she realized how funny it was and watched it with
right.
us.
Yep.
So
there you go.
Call in. I mean, I have no complaints on your list right now, Bo. I'm going to think about it a little bit, maybe Google some stuff. But call in. Wake-up call is next, 404-726-0929. You can jump on the show with us. Do you have any questions going into this joint practice today in the next preseason game? And also, of course, what did Bo miss on his top five Tuesday?
Nothing.
Call in with your complaints. I mean, it is a very good list. 404-726-0929. You can check it out also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The Wake Up Call is next, live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You will respect my authority.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.